Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Throughout the postseason, we talked to John Flaherty of the YES Network, former Yankee, in his Flaherty Report, which is brought to you by Stoli Vodka, the official vodka of the Yankees Radio Network, and by Tire Discount Tire Pros. Don't need it. Mouthwash, jukebox, gasoline. So,
stay out of that room, Izzo. You and Al already did your 5-team parlay picks. So get out of there.
Right,
stop
seriously.
Stop distracting them.
It's the Flaherty Report with John Flaherty. Somebody's getting pizzazzed.
Izzo's in there complaining, and then Flaherty's not on the phone. I don't have a billboard. All right, so here is John. All right. Where do you start here, John? Good morning, first off. How are you?
I'm great, guys. How are you?
Well, we've been better because we've been fighting off angry, frustrated Yankee fans now for 3+ hours. And I did go to the game last night, and it was the exact opposite of the way that I expected it to play out. So I got everybody calling me a mush. But I guess the surprising thing to me is, you know, if the Yankees were going to lose this series, I always thought it was going to be because Cole and Verlander were great. You know, they stifled the Yankee offense. It was an epic series. Maybe they lose a game 7-5-4, something like that. But to see them in this game go down the way that they did in crucial situations, the defense to fall apart late in the game, and obviously the pitching has been below average. They played one of their worst games of the year last night. That's the thing that shocks me. From your perspective, you know, what happened to the Yankees last night? Not so much the Astros beating them, but the Yankees themselves. What happened?
I think the Yankees got tight offensively. You know, I think they got behind in this series 2-1, and you know, they've let so many opportunities slip by offensively. And I think last night in that first inning, when you have Greinke on the ropes, and they were only able to get one run, and then you go to the fifth inning against that Houston bullpen and Presley, and you got bases loaded and one out, and Gleyber Torres, your best hitter during the postseason, up, who had a terrible at bat, and then Encarnacion after him. I think they got tight offensively, and from there, you mentioned the errors, and you know, that was a clunker last night. I'm shocked. I thought they would win last night's game. I thought the series would be even. You have Verlander going tonight, and you're thinking, all right, they got to find a way to beat him. So I think the lineup, first of all, hasn't been able to get the big hit with runners in scoring position. They've been stranding everybody. I think they're pressing, and then you mentioned it, some of the pitching mistakes. You know, Tanaka wasn't great. Green makes a mistake. You know, some of the guys who have been really good didn't show up last night. Now they're in big trouble, obviously.
So where do they go from here, you know, John? What do we expect to see in the lineup? Are there any changes that Aaron Boone can make, or is it just more of the same tonight?
You know, Boomer, I think he's got to make a change. You know, desperate times, desperate measures. You know, Stanton, if he can DH. You know, there's a couple of guys who just aren't getting it done offensively, and Aaron Boone has to pick maybe where he wants to make a move. Do you get Urshela out of there, who really hasn't done a whole lot? You know, Didi hasn't done a whole lot. Can you move Gleyber Torres to short? You know, Encarnacion plays first. I don't know what he's going do or try to do, but I think if you have Stanton, one of your biggest power threats, I know he's hurt, but can you go down with him not DHing tonight? I don't know. I think Aaron's got to make some sort of a move to just, you know, get somebody in there who might give you a big swing of the bat and make a difference against Verlander. That's the way I see it.
What do you think the Astros would do? And I'm trying to find a little bit of a silver lining or glass half full here. You know, if the Yankees find a way to win tonight, you go back to Houston. There's no way, I believe, that they would pitch Cole on 3 days rest up 3-2. What do you expect to see in that game six from the Astros? Because it would be a bullpen game essentially for the Yankees. What would the Astros do? Just to give a little bit of hope, if you can win tonight, that maybe you can get this thing to a game seven.
Yeah, I mean, Gio, you got to find a way to win this game and get on a plane, right, and get back to Houston. And you know, I was part of the 0-4 team that was up 3-0 against the Red Sox and lost four in a row. So obviously, it can be done. And, you know, I think what I remember back to that 0-4 series is when we lost the first game, it was an extra inning game, and it was almost like, okay, no big deal. But then when we lost the next night, and it was an extra inning game again, and you're still ahead in the series, but you feel the momentum shift, and you start feeling, all right, there's no way this can happen, right? I mean, there's no way we can lose this thing. And I think if you're the Yankees, that's kind of where your mind has to be. Like, you know, find a way, and whatever way, how to do it against Verlander. You expect him to be great tonight, but find a way just to get on a plane. And once you do that, you get the wheel spinning on the other side for Houston. You mentioned it, a bullpen game. They're probably going to start a young kid, and I forget his name. You know, it starts with a U, but he's only had like 7 or 8 games in the big leagues. He's a young pitcher that they like. He'll be pitching at home. But if you find a way that he's a little rattled, he doesn't have his good stuff, you get in that bullpen, you beat them up a little bit, and they're fatigued. Now all of a sudden, the pressure's on them. And that's kind of where the mindset has to be, but it all starts with tonight. And, you know, one guy, one swing early where maybe the whole lineup can relax a little bit, because right now as a lineup, they're pressing big time.
You know, I'm glad you brought up 2004. Was there a signature moment that you felt like the thing changed where it went in their favor?
Yeah, it was, you forget all these games because they all ran together, but it was our second loss. At Fenway. And again, I mentioned it was a couple extra inning games. Yep. Big Poppy, you know, gets a couple of hits, a couple of game winners. And I remember walking off that field at Fenway back, you know, going to the clubhouse thinking it almost felt like we lost a couple of doubleheaders because the games are so long. There were extra innings. We drained our bullpen. We kind of went for it and lost. And you walk into the clubhouse, you know, you're flying back to New York for game six. And we were ahead in the series, but you felt like we were behind. And it's amazing how the momentum shift happens quick. And like I said, you start thinking bad thoughts in your mind. You're like, there's no way we can do this. We can lose this. And once you start thinking those things, it almost, you see it happening right before your eyes. So you got to find a way to get Houston thinking some negative thoughts. And right now, obviously, in the position they're in, with Verlander tonight, Cole looming in game seven, they're feeling great about it, and they should. They put themselves in a great position.
Yeah, they have. And let me just ask you, what do you think Didi Gregorius is going to be a Yankee next year?
I didn't think there was any doubt. I still think he's going to be a Yankee. I mean, there's so many different ways you can go here, qualifying offers, you know, sign him. That's all down the road, but you know, he's been a great Yankee, and more importantly, he's been a great postseason Yankee. And this year, he hasn't. You know, so you can't think about things like that in the moment here when you know, there's so much things going on emotionally. But you know, Didi has had a great run here. I expect it to continue.
Talking to John Flaherty, the Flaherty Report on Boomer and Geo, the Fan CBS Sports Network. Who is the guy that you're most disappointed in this lineup so far, everyday guy as far as a position player and a hitter?
Wow. I don't know if you can throw one of them out there. I mean, collectively as a group, Gardner, who had been so good and so good early in the postseason, now isn't doing anything. And like I said, Urshela's flying under the radar. He's not doing anything. Didi, just I think because, you know, Didi's been that guy that has had so many big moments during the postseason that he's not getting it done. And Encarnacion, I mean, you know, Sanchez, there's so many, Gio. I mean, it's collectively. But what I really felt last night, and I used to feel this as a player, you know, you don't get big hits, and then all of a sudden it becomes contagious. And all of a sudden you have to answer questions about it. Then all of a sudden you have big spots early in a game in the first inning against Greinke. With Sanchez, which, yeah, he hit a 2-run home run last night. You hope that gets him going. But you're thinking against Greinke with our best pitcher out on the mound, we're going to blow this thing open in the first inning. This is going to be a laugher, and we're going to be able to even the series up. And Sanchez swings at a breaking ball out of the strike zone and a non-competitive at bat, 3 pitches. So there's a lot of blame to go all the way around. But, you know, at the end of the day or the end of the night last night, they pressed as a lineup, and you could feel it.
All right, John. Well, we appreciate the time as always, and I guess we'll talk to you Monday, right?
Yeah, no matter what happens.
Let's do it. Let's talk Monday. Hopefully we get to a game seven and we have a lot to break down.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I mean, at that point, every Yankee fan would sign for that right now to have a shot in a game seven. All right, John, thanks.
All right, have a good weekend, guys.
All right, you too. That's John Flaherty, the Flaherty Report, brought to you by Stoli Vodka, the official vodka of the Yankees Radio Network, and by Tire Discount, Tire Pros.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.